Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This week, in honor of the Carnoustie Golf Links in Scotland, Dusty, Cam, and Buck are wearing their kilts.
Trouble with Scotland is that it's full of Scots.
This is a British Open Week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning with Dusty McHara, producer Ryan McBuckley, and Cam, Cleland.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Don't wait for comfort with Area Heating and Cooling. Go to areaheating.com today, your local Train comfort specialists. It's hard to stop a train.
They may take our lives.
Dusty and Cam on 1080.
But they'll never take our freedom.
The McFan.
An update to the Open Championship right now. Nobody's wearing a kilt.
Hey, I told you this morning. Two kilts yesterday. Two kilts I saw out randomly. Was at Costco getting my, you know, my weekly, my monthly shop in, getting some gas.
Okay.
Saw a kilt inside, guy walking in, returning some coffee. He was walking in, says, "Gotta return this coffee." Full kilt.
Wow.
Full kilt.
Where was he at?
At Costco. Okay. Walking in to return some coffee, big bag of Starbucks. Huh. Then getting gas, another guy gets out of his car, full kilt. Two of them in one day.
I'd like to think that
two different guys.
I'd like to think that we inspired them to dust off their kilts and wear them.
Who knew?
Did you see the minor league baseball team that was wearing kilts?
Yeah, the Savannah.
As they played baseball?
The Savannah Bananas played the Macon Bacon.
Oh, they look like
those
league
are real
of,
teams.
Look like
the
league
Savannah
of their
Bananas.
Own out there?
Yes, the Savannah Bananas against the Macon Bacon.
Did they go full?
No, they weren't just wearing jock straps.
I'm guessing they probably wore compression shorts.
There was a couple of guys.
Why is it got to be compression shorts?
There were a couple of guys that wore
sliders.
Pants. They just wore their baseball pants under them.
So. If you're wearing a kilt, are you going full kilt? Like the undercarriage?
Yeah, we talked about this the other day.
So someone make sure.
Let
I'm just
going to
assume
out.
That if you're wearing a kilt, your undercarriage is not covered. So I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that.
Well, as you should. As you should.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think ladies go commando all the time. So what's the difference? Guys, it's no different. Is that what it's called when a lady does it? Is it commando?
I don't think they go commando.
What is it called? We've had this question before, haven't we?
No. Nope.
I think it's still commando.
Isn't it commando?
I mean, we don't have another phrase that jumps to mind.
Somebody
there's
help
nothing,
us out here on the Better You Today text line.
There's nothing more gentle than the term commando.
Why has it got to be gentle?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, because like when I think of like dudes going commando, it's like, ah! It's all right out
get,
there!
I got to hurry up getting you pants know? On. I don't have time to put the underbritches.
It's an aggressive tone because it's like you're going commando.
It's one of my favorite words, the britches. You pull up your britches.
They're going britchless.
Britchless. Well, I wonder what britches.
Huh. Okay, 705 on the fan. No. Wait. Now it's going to be 7:06 by the time Buck gets it going.
What's hot?
Spoken!
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot!
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
Feeling hot, hot.
Okay, let's see here. Do you see Boogie Cousins came out yesterday?
Doesn't care.
I love it.
Doesn't
I love
care.
It.
Doesn't care.
Boogie sat down with Chris Haynes of ESPN, and when he was asked, he said about people coming after him for joining the Warriors, he goes, I don't really care, honestly.
Yeah. Why
I
would
don't
he?
Really care. It trips me out just to see. It's crazy, like, how angry people were.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
What did he expect, though?
Good for Boogie. Look what happened to DeMar DeRozan. Look what happened to Blake Griffin. What is loyalty going to get you, man?
Nothing.
There's no loyalty in sports.
Have you learned that? My Padawan learner?
Nope. Still haven't.
You still think there's loyalty?
Still haven't.
Very briefly, there is. There's still some out there.
Speaking of loyalty, the Mavericks thought they were going to re-sign Yogi Ferrell, their guard, who I think people forget. Yogi Ferrell was on a 10-day contract and played the Portland Trailblazers and scored like 30 points.
Incredible.
And then they signed him for the rest of the year. Yogi Ferrell has backed out of an agreement that they had that he was going to sign with the Mavericks. Like, they sent the contract over and he was like, yeah, no.
Said, no, I want more.
His agent told Shams of Yahoo, Shams Charania. His agent told Yahoo Sports, we felt uncomfortable and we'll weigh our options. And that was the first time the Mavericks heard of it. They were like, wait, what?
Wait, we thought
you guys were going to sign.
Yeah, we were all good.
It didn't happen. It did not happen.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay. You see, the Portland Timbers are in a little controversy
now. What happened?
Well, they lost to LAFC 3-2 in the U.S. Open Cup. Remember, we talked about this last week. They beat LAFC. Wait, no. They drew with LAFC 0-0 in the MLS play. But
yeah.
The U.S. Open Cup is different.
What the heck is that?
It's the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
In the middle of the season?
It's just the teams from
America. Yeah, soccer competitions like go levels. On during.
Oh, that's
it
right.
Coincides
that's right.
with your regular
that's
season.
Right.
So that you can. This would be like if Major League Baseball were in between games, were to say, hey, single A minor league teams playing a tournament with major league teams.
Okay.
And that's the equivalent. Oh. Like any team in America.
Come play.
Can come and play gotcha. MLS teams. Well, LAFC maybe broke the rules because they used 6 foreign players in a game.
Uh-oh.
You can only use 5 foreign players in a game in the U.S. Open Cup because it's America.
Yeah, it's the U.S. Open Cup?
U.S.
Not the foreign Open Cup, right?
That's right.
Gotcha.
So the Timbers may be advancing on a technicality.
Oh, boy. Good for the Timbers.
Yeah, they suspended the draw for the semifinal.
I wonder who sold them out.
The Timbers.
Oh, they got them.
The Timbers protested the result of the game.
What were they checking? Passports?
In typical Portland fashion.
they were outraged.
The Portland Outragers. Rename them. Protesters.
Well, so does this mean that the Timbers' unbeaten streak continues?
I guess if this win were vacated by LAFC, it would not go down as a loss for the Timbers.
Yeah, all right.
Take it as you get it.
That's the most soccer I've heard Cam talk of all time.
No, that's not true. That is not true at all.
Really?
Yeah. Not all time. No.
It's the most excited you've been over soccer. You heard the word protest and
I got
up.
Protested. I was
you lit
excited.
Up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot!
Sorry.
Shh. What's wrong?
Nothing. Great text on the text line.
Shohei
Great
Ohtani
text on Better You text line.
Has been cleared for light throwing as doctors have seen improvement to his UCL injury.
So just not too long ago,
yeah.
We were under the assumption that he's going to need Tommy John because there was something there. He took some magic pills. You saw the same text as I did. He took some magic pills, and his UCL, just right there in the elbow, is okay now? I mean, He's 20 years old.
Remember, he didn't tear his UCL. It was a grade 2 sprain.
Spring.
So they said if you were to go any further, you would tear it.
Okay. All right. So they've given some rest.
Yeah.
That's great for baseball.
Good
for
him.
To have Shohei back.
Well, you know, hopefully he can just hit more and be more active in the lineup.
Well, your guy wants to get rid of the DH anyway. So anyway.
Who does?
Pitcher for Houston.
He wants to get rid of the DH?
Yeah.
Which one? Verlander, Keuchel?
Verlander. You didn't see he said that? He said that 2 days ago. He said, but Major League Baseball needs to get rid of the DH. It's a waste of time.
A waste of time?
Yeah.
I think pitchers hitting is a waste of time.
So do I. I don't want to watch pitchers hit.
Buck?
You know where I stand on this. I don't like the DH.
You know what? I have a problem with the All-Star game that I haven't gotten off my chest yet.
What?
So they played in an NL stadium, right?
Yeah.
pitcher should hit. Instead, they have a DH.
Yeah.
Why do they do
that?
Why
do you want to watch pitchers hit?
Well, no, but hold on.
Oh, okay.
In the World Series, you go to an NL stadium and the pitchers have to hit.
I see what you did.
What?
Well, they had to do that because they got a lot of guys on the roster. You got to get them, in there and get them an at-bat. Pitchers are already pitching.
Pinch hit for the pitchers then. Makes me upset. Okay?
Okay.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Hey, Deshaun Watson expects to be a full go for training camp next week for the Texans.
Good news.
Yeah, it's huge news
great
for them.
News.
November 2nd, tore his ACL in practice. It appears, he said it himself. He goes, no, I'm ready to go.
Well, he's now done both of his knees. He should be good.
Oh.
Get those anterior cruciate ligaments
all
taken care of. So I'm hoping to see the Deshaun Watson we saw for that short little snippet at Houston, because that makes that division so exciting, because we did see what a couple guys said for Jacksonville. Did you see that?
No.
16-0. 16-0.
Do they remember they're still Jacksonville?
Blake Bortles.
Jaguars? I don't know. I think just by having helmets that are the same color, they'll be able to win a couple more games. Mm-hmm. Their schedule, they have Houston twice, Tennessee twice, New England, Dallas, Philly, Pittsburgh.
So
where do they see 16-0?
It was Malik Jackson.
Oh, and at Kansas City.
Malik Jackson came out and said, I'm calling it right now, 16-0.
Oh. And Doug Marone just went, oh my
God. Bold, Malik. Bold.
You serious, Clark?
No, that will drive you bonkers that your players say that. Hey, you love confidence, then there's...
stupidity?
Blind stupidity.
All right. It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
Major League Baseball second half gets underway today. We had the Cubs beat up on the Cardinals last night, 9-6. But the Seattle Mariners are back in action. They host the... Chicago White Sox. Hey, little breakup in the tough schedule. Mariners have did not play well heading into the stretch.
No.
They needed time to get right. They've lost 4 in a row. They're 3-7 over their last 10, but in rolls the 33-62 Chicago White Sox. That's good.
Hopefully it's a get right series. Hopefully. You just have no pitching. You lost your top 2 starters.
Wade LeBlanc toes the bump opposite James Shields. Up at Safeco Field.
All right.
So, Major League Baseball second half underway today. That's what's hot and cool on the fan. It's brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area. Your local train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. Carmelo Anthony gets traded, and the Thunder got better. Dusty and Cam on the fan. Hey, before we talk a little NBA... I want to give a few shout-outs. I went out and played in the Maurice Lucas Foundation golf tournament yesterday out at the Reserve. Had an awesome time. The ML20 Foundation does so much awesome work in the community, and Maurice Lucas's son, David Lucas, does such a great job with that tournament and the foundation altogether. And my playing partners, I'd like to thank Doug Banks, Casey and Rob Kloss, and Rick Shonley. The Sean's his son, Rick Shonley. Nice. Bill Shonley's son.
Nice.
Had an awesome time out there. Bill Shonley gave some putts for us. 89 years old. That guy doesn't need to bend down to read a putt.
Mm-mm.
He just puts it close every time. Almost sank a couple really long ones for us. So special thanks to David Lucas and the Maurice Lucas Foundation. Awesome time yesterday out at the Reserve. Carmelo Anthony finally got traded. The Thunder found a team dumb enough to deal and take on Carmelo Anthony's $27.9 million salary. And the Thunder got better in this trade as they send Carmelo Anthony to Atlanta and a protected first-round pick. And Atlanta gave up Dennis Schroeder, who was one of 6 players in the NBA last year, to average 19 points and 7 assists last year. One of 7 guys. And that list is like Damian Lillard, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, I mean, it's a who's who of players in the NBA that had, and James Harden, who had that stat line. And then Dennis Schroeder is in there as well. He goes to Oklahoma City. They got better in this trade, and Atlanta is just going to waive Carmelo Anthony, pay him to go away.
Well, obviously he was disgruntled in Atlanta, and they needed to get rid of somebody because you're causing a problem. Yeah, so they're doing a reset button. They're starting over. They're getting rid of everybody.
They're not trying to win, though.
No, they're not trying to win. It's very clear what they're doing. And Oklahoma City just said, oh, how do we save $61 million or $70 million? Yeah. How do we do that? We get rid of Carmelo Anthony, who now is primed up and ready to go to wherever he wants, if it's Houston or he wants to go or just right off into the sunset. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a massive – I mean, think of it this way. You mentioned – see, it's $71 million the Oklahoma City Thunder save because of salary.
It's a lot of money.
Salary cap, yeah, and being in the luxury tax. But what they do is they bring in Schroeder, and Schroeder will be in OKC through the 2020-2021 season. And so you've got a guy who's 24 years old for 3 years, will be either a backup point guard, but it also, he's defensive-minded as well, and he can afford Russell Westbrook to run off the ball a little bit more. And you have a guard that can help Russell alleviate some of the pressure with Russell Westbrook. He's going to be really good. Or he'll come off the bench and you have a dynamite number two, because the bench was the biggest glaring weakness that the Thunder had last season.
Well, it makes sense for both players. The experiment with Carmelo Anthony and the amount of money that he fleeced. Not only did he fleece the New York Knicks, how was he able to do it to Oklahoma City? Why did that not work? Well, certainly no one expected Carmelo Anthony to show up to Oklahoma City and be a dominant ball-hawking shooter. And he did.
And he didn't. What?
He didn't.
No.
You know, we've seen bad contracts and bad wastes of money in history before. You know, I think it was the Steve Nash final couple years with the Lakers, where he was not stealing, just this is what basketball players do at the end of their careers. But watching what Carmelo Anthony's been able to do and underachieve the last few years, it's amazing to me.
Well, he's been a guy who has never been able to win, you know, when it matters and in the playoffs. And to his credit, I mean, Melo, up until last year, he was still a 20-point-a-game scorer.
But you shoot a bunch. Yeah, that's not that high.
16 points per game. He averaged 22 and, what is it, 22 points, 6 rebounds in New York that last year. But he just was never good enough to win anything come postseason time. Now, apparently, he'll go to either Miami or Houston. Houston's a front runner to land him, which, good luck.
It'll be on the cheap, too.
Have fun.
Yeah.
But Atlanta, I still don't understand why they would do this deal, because they just got nothing in return, really, except for a protected first-round pick, and they're going to go and pay a guy $28 million to go away. You're paying him to do nothing. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just send a guy packing for. But as it is, I mean, whatever. Oklahoma City got a little bit more depth, got a little bit better defensively, and the Western Conference gets a little bit tougher for Portland.
Yeah, another very good player. And another good player leaves the East and comes West.
Yeah, that is very true. In other news, Damian Lillard, did you see what he said at his basketball camp the other day? He was talking about the he was asked a question about how it's, you know, your connection to Portland, why are you happy here? When he said, I'm happy. And he said, it's because I'm more than just a basketball player here. He actually loves the city and wants to be here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we were talking about. Like, he's done so much in the community. He said he feels ingrained. Are we starting to buy it the more that he says it?
Well, I made a comparison today to you off the air. I said, Larry Fitzgerald is just like a Damian Lillard, because Larry came out right before the start of training camp and said, if I'm going to do anything, if I'm going to play anywhere or any time, it's going to be with the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, he gets it. He is Mr. Arizona Cardinal. He might go down, in my opinion, as the most famous Arizona Cardinal ever. I mean, can you name one?
No, he already is.
I mean, I know that, but it's Larry Fitzgerald. He's everything for that organization.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you hear Dame and you kind of see it. How do you believe it in the context of at the time? I believe Dame, and I still will believe him. Mm-hmm. And just like I believe Larry Fitzgerald, there are some guys that are lifers. You know, maybe Dame is that person that is a lifer, that buys into it, that does it. You know, eventually your play will erode, and the team will let you know that,
right?
And the league will let you know that. But right now, he's an all-first team, all-NBA guard, and he's here. And he wants to be here.
And I think until 2020, I mean, they've got a very tight window where all of these assets that they've been talking about, they need to be able to do something with them. Because, you know, we have text on the Better You Today text line, should the Blazers go after Carmelo Anthony? No, because that isn't going to be what gets this team over the top. They have to make a splash here in the next year and a half. And, oh, by the way, it's the 20th today. That means you have 5 days to get rid of that trade, that $12.9 million trade exemption, or that thing disappears and goes away forever, according to SpotTrack.
Mm-hmm. What would be the best way to use that trade exemption? That would be a Neil O'Shea question, wouldn't
hey,
it?
Neil O'Shea says he has all of these great assets, and he has mentioned that Allen Crabbe trade exemption that they got from Brooklyn. He's mentioned that as a massive one that they have. Well,
if it's not used, is that just a major criticism? Just put a little check mark next to them, another mistake that Neil O'Shea made if it's not used or valued?
I mean, I think yes, because he's been selling that as a major asset that this team has and that flexibility that he talks about. Well, if you are unable to use that, then what good was it to you? Yeah. And then on February 8th, is when the Noah Vonleh exemption ends, which is only $3.5 million. But you in this next year, well, less than a year, the Portland Trailblazers need to make a dramatic shift because then you have expiring contracts. But, okay, so what are you going to do with those expiring contracts to make a trade to get somebody here? I mean, everything, if you talk about these assets and we talk about, oh, this is going to be the time. We have this, and this. We have this flexibility. But as the exemptions expire and go unused, as, you know, contracts become expiring and become more trade worthy and it doesn't happen, then you just strike out in free agency again and you end up giving bloated contracts to guys who don't deserve it. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And Blazer fans sit there in the cycle again of getting their hopes up and feeling like they got burnt. And hopefully your star never feels that way.
Hopefully. You said it with a question mark. Hopefully.
No, it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, because Damian Lillard is happy now.
You believe him?
Yeah, I do.
You think everybody believes him?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, and because there's just cynical people out there. 55305, that is the Better You Today text line. James Harrison, is it a criticism of the franchise or the coaches? Here's Buck with SportsCenter. Oh boy, Cam's going to be distracted for the rest of the show.
Yeah. At least just for another 15 minutes.
You have put on the 1998 Apple Cup?
1997.
97 Apple
Cup. Pac-12 Network going on right now.
Yep. Ryan Leaf just fumbled across the goal line, but the referees didn't have review, so...
They called it a touchdown.
They called it a touchdown.
Yeah, they did.
Not
it was
like
a
they
crap call.
Wouldn't have scored from the 2-inch line
anyway.
One play later.
Yeah.
But you guys are now losing.
This is a tough one to swallow there. My quarterback threw 5 interceptions that game.
Who was your quarterback?
It was Brock Heward.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah, can't win that way.
Nope. But you almost did. Horseshoes and hand grenades. Doesn't that make you feel better?
Yeah. It's good to go nostalgia every now and then. I love when the Pac-12 does this and throws the way back
games. Thank you for putting this game on our television where you're just going to get increasingly more upset as it goes on.
I let stuff like that go a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Uh-huh. Because you sounded so over the 5 interceptions when you mentioned
hatred towards kickers, it was not at that point.
Just left-handed quarterbacks.
James
Harrison is making headlines. Mm-hmm. Retired defensive lineman and noted guy who does not like the media too much when he makes his rounds. Well, he went on the Undisputed, and he went on with Colin yesterday. He's making the rounds. Mm-hmm. He said, Mike Tomlin is a good head coach. He's a player's coach. I think he needs to be a little bit more disciplined. And then added, Bill Belichick is a far better coach. The thing with Belichick is he's very regimented. He's disciplined. Everyone is going to be on the same page. There's not going to be anything as far as someone doing their own thing. I think over there in New England, their whole coaching staff is like that. Far better coach.
Far better coach.
Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin. Why is this a headline? Did we know that already or did we
not? No, I don't think we know. It's not like we knew James Harrison was going to come out and say it publicly. But at the end of his career in Pittsburgh, he was playing. He was way down the depth chart, and he wasn't even getting much done. And then Pittsburgh released him, and then he got picked up by, the eventual Super Bowl contending New England Patriots. He played 91% of the snaps in the Super Bowl. So they evaluated this. He said it very clearly with what New England does. They find the guys, they put them in their roles, and they don't try to make them do things that they're not good at. They're very strict. They're more prepared. They better get game planning. This is quite clear. Mike Tomlin is not as disciplined. His teams are not as disciplined. They're so talented all the time, but when you get into close games or situations where they need to be better prepared, their clock management isn't good. He mentioned also that there were times that the fans and everyone that are watching the game were so frustrated that Pittsburgh was faltering when they needed them to play better. But he made statements as, look, there were times when the coaches sent in two signals, half the defense playing this defense, half is doing the other. You're looking at guys blaming them for their assignments. They're just going off the coach signals. Mm-hmm. Who thinks coaching is important at the highest level?
It is at 100%. But that's been the criticism of Mike Tomlin all along, right? Is late game clock management and having control of his guys, be it Antonio Brown doing the cell phone video thing, Martavis Bryant, Le'Veon Bell, LeGarrette Blount, and how many times have those guys been arrested for smoking weed, right? Or not arrested a couple times, but suspended for smoking weed and just not having that control seemingly over your guys. Your offensive coordinator and your quarterback absolutely hate each other for 2 years.
Yeah.
And the franchise quarterback almost leaves because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those are things in that it comes all down to that control of your roster and kind of what happens within the doors that you're in charge of as a head coach.
Is it a fair comparison to put Bill Belichick on with Mike Tomlin?
And that's what I think is like, why is this surprising to anybody?
I don't think it's surprising, but it's a rhetorical question a little bit because I kind of feel like the answer is right in front of us, is that Mike Tomlin's considered one of the best coaches in the NFL. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
It's one of the best organizations. It's a blue blood. Here, if you're going to compare organizations, of course you're going to look at the Steelers and the Patriots. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So it's not like the Patriots just have always been a blue blood. They just turned into one the last 15 to 18 years.
Yeah.
But if you're going to compare coaches, this is what Pittsburgh wants. They're like, look, everybody, we love Coach Tomlin.
You have
to figure it out.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the second most dominant franchise in the AFC.
Yeah.
Outside New England.
But they're always looking up at New England.
And that's the thing, is that I tease this segment with, is this a criticism of the coach or the franchise? Because the one thing that the Rooney family has always done in Pittsburgh is they do not change head coaches. What is it, 3 head coaches in 40-some years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's something they just don't do.
Right.
So is that maybe, I mean, Harrison himself is not calling out the Rooney family, but can you extrapolate from that as, man, this actually kind of is on the Rooney family, because you are that organization that people would still go to and widely respect.
Mm-hmm. I think it's difficult to listen to probably he's going to go down, James Harrison, Hall of Famer. There's the first question.
Yeah, 15 years and the career that he had and run of dominance he had.
I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think so. I don't know if he's a first ballot guy, but in my opinion, he's really good. It's tough to sit there and say, does he have the numbers of a Brian Urlacher? Or does he have the biggest influence? He was a undrafted free agent that just made his way into 15 years of very good play.
You know, that's good. That's an interesting conversation in its own right about James Harrison and kind of how we are going to view pass rushers moving forward with the Hall of Fame. Because he's going to be like one of these first guys that's kind of in there where you're like, first tweener guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like we knew like guys like Jason Taylor would get in who are pass rush guys, you know, and pass rush specialists.
Yeah.
What do how are Hall of Fame voters going to do with the tweeners whose numbers are far better than some of the guys who historically were good passers?
I think they'll really like someone like that. Yeah. I mean, he was just somebody that never got hurt and played the game the right way. Right. Intensity, strong, intense. I mean, he mentioned yesterday, I was listening to the interview with Colin. He would say things like, you were never going to run on us. I mean, that's just what he said. He said, I never felt, Colin asked him a question. He said, did you ever feel like you got pushed around? He said, nobody could push me around. Now, guys had good technique. He said Joe Thomas was the toughest tackle he ever went up against. Oh, newsflash, that guy's from Pittsburgh. Mm. Joe Thomas, another Pittsburgh kid.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, just tough.
I didn't know he was Pittsburgh.
Just tough. That's kind of how guys are from. I mean, Mike McCarthy, Pittsburgh. You know, Dan Marino, Pittsburgh. These guys, I mean, they're all just tough. It's kind of how they breed it. And James Harrison, he just built into that. Mm. He's an intimidating man. Played against him quite a bit. Very intimidating.
Did you see what he came into the NFL looking like and what he's leaving the NFL looking like?
Oh, yeah. He said the reason why he continued his career, he figured it out in 2005. He said, I started investing in my body.
Freak of nature.
So I just invested in my body.
Freak of nature.
Food. He said his diet was the number one thing he changed. Ooh. Changed everything for him.
Okay. Let me go bring this back full circle for you. We kind of got derailed on James Harrison and Hall of Famer. You were going to say, Hall of Famer says something like this, if you're the Rooney family. Can you extrapolate anything out of that if you're the Rooneys? You're going down a line of that.
Well, I was going down the line of how is the Steelers family, like the Rooneys, going to feel when their coach, or I'm sorry, when their legendary player is calling out their legendary coach? Yeah. What are they going to feel like that? Are they going to put him in that welcome back mode, or they're going to go,
Part of your family does that.
That hurts.
Yeah.
It's the inner circle.
Because that's a criticism we haven't seen yet, is someone within that circle of trust criticizing Mike Tomlin. All right. 55305 is the Better You Today text line. And we need to go off the rails because Jimmy Garoppolo is really living up to this starting quarterback thing. Or is he? 744 on the Fan. Jimmy Garoppolo is living it up as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Garoppolo this offseason, not only did he get paid, but as Buck likes to reiterate, is one of the winningest quarterbacks of all time.
He's never undefeated at football.
Never going to lose a game. Mm-hmm. Never, ever going to lose a game. But now Jimmy G is living that good life. Because he's dating a porn star. Well, I don't want to say dating. He
went on a date with.
A very public date, too.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a private date?
Well, I feel like it was probably a private date, but because it was in an L.A. in a celebrity-rich area, TMZ was around.
TMZ was around.
Yep.
Took a couple screenshots, and here we go.
Jimmy Garoppolo was seen by the paparazzi going on a date with Kiara Mia. Never heard of her.
Nope, neither have I.
But from the pictures, wow.
What's her name again?
You're not going to want to Google that on the old...
I'll get in trouble.
Can Google Jimmy Garoppolo, and then maybe you'll find
Jimmy
a picture.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Date. Can I just say date? Is that okay? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that'll work for
New
you.
New York. There we go.
But, okay, anyways... So he has, they're going on a date and everybody's like, oh, wow, look at that. Click, click, click. Photos register. And then people went to her social media pages and she had something, a social media post along the lines of time to put the scrunchie hair in a ponytail.
The time of the night where the scrunchie goes from the wrist to the ponytail or something like that.
That was hers.
She Instagrammed that. Yes.
Okay.
And
with a little winky face and everything.
Yeah, on the same night as her date with Jimmy Garoppolo, where they stayed at the Four Seasons, and now apparently there is a webcam service that is offering to pay her $10,000 for a tell-all.
Oh boy!
During a webcam about their entire date and the activities afterwards.
She has 2.7 million Instagram followers, and her titles include Keeping Up with Kiara Mia. Kiara Mia and Beach Heat Miami.
Wait, what?
It's the titles that she's known for.
Oh. Oh, the movies.
Movies.
That she's,
that's what her credits. When you tell me that, like, Dusty, what are your credits?
Yeah, Dusty and Cam in the
Dusty,
morning.
There it is. Her credits. Yeah. Credited is the Beach Heat Miami.
Wow.
And Keeping Up with Kiara Mia.
Okay. So there's something to Google.
So Jimmy G reaching deep into the pocketbooks of talent.
I am saying...
Remember the Black Books? Did you have Black Book?
I did not have a Black Book.
When was Black Books popular?
I would say the 1980s is where the Black Book hits.
I feel like there was a movie where everybody's focused on the Black Book. But
well, I believe there is a rom-com called Little Black Book.
Okay. If you did have a Black Book, please let us know on the Better You Today text
line. My dad gave me one when I finished eighth grade and was going into high school. He's like, you're going to want one of these.
No, he didn't.
I didn't have a cell phone yet, so... He's like, you're going to want something to keep numbers in. And I think I might have put like a number in it. And then like my sophomore year of high school, I got a phone number. I got a phone and then could put phone numbers in there.
I was going to say, your era had phones.
I had a beeper my freshman year of high school.
Are you a drug dealer, Buck?
Well, yeah, what do you do? What do you, no, do? What do you just, need a beeper you know, for?
So your mostly, mom can mostly call so you? People can see that you have a beeper.
Oh, the Danville drug lord, Buck.
Yeah.
Doctors need beepers. Hence Dr. Beeper.
I think cell phones were just too expensive. Like a year later, they became affordable.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate from high school?
2003.
No, they were fine then.
I'm just saying I had a beeper my freshman year of high school and then got a cell phone my sophomore year.
The Nokia brick.
Oh, three. Okay, that's right. Yeah. Nokia
then
brick.
Then I had a Samsung.
Samsung. Flip phone.
It had a great, it had a blue light up screen.
Well, I'm more intrigued by Jimmy Garoppolo doing this. And she was in his Black Book, essentially.
In his Black Book. Is this okay? I love the reaction. Oh, he needs to be better. Does he? He's like 26 years old, single guy. He's living his life. Like, does he really need to be?
I'm not here to
dating
judge.
Dating somebody else.
I'm not here to judge. Not here to. But let me ask you. This is a fair question to you.
Yeah.
And to anybody out there, in today's public eye. Now, I've told this, I think I've told this story before. I went out when I was in New England. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady was a very, very young man then at the time. Mm-hmm. And Tommy was living the life. He had just won the Super Bowl. We went out to the W Hotel.
Yeah.
We were sitting around in the W Hotel and we were sitting in the bar that, I don't know, it's all fancy back then. This is 02 in downtown Boston. And we had a roped off section with all the Patriots. And then the people would stand out there and it looked like you were at a zoo. Okay. They would walk by, and then the guys, or some of the guys, the single guys, like Brady and their others, would allow others to come through the rope and come hang out.
You.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm not joking here. And as I would sit in there, and I'm like, hey, I'm a free agent guy. I'm married. I'm like, I'm just hanging out with the guys, having a few drinks. A few people walk by where you start to go, I wonder what they're up to.
Lady of the night?
Yeah, well, maybe, potentially. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. And then a singer. Oh my gosh. She walks. I'm trying to let you know whose singer this is. Would you think is a hot singer at the time? She was a number one artist.
2003.
She's been known for a few things.
Britney Spears.
No, not Britney. She's been known for...
Christina Aguilera.
No, not Christina. No, come on. We got to think bigger. Bigger.
Whitney Houston.
No.
Madonna.
Whitney Houston. No. Madonna, no.
What? You're asking me these questions.
She loves shoes.
She loves shoes.
She married...
She loves shoes?
She loves shoes. She had a big apartment in New York, like three floors.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this going to get boring on that?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, she sang New Year's Eve in a jacket.
Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey was standing right outside, and finally everyone goes, hey Brady, that's Mariah Carey. He's like, what's that? Hey, come on back here.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
They had a good conversation.
They had a good night together.
He shook hands with her, and they went their separate ways, right?
And then he ended up dating American Pie blonde.
Bridget Moynihan. No.
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid that whole year also. So Tara Reid would be in every... She was hanging out at every post game. We were hanging out in the tent. The family's there.
Well, then
she was party Tara. Whoa.
Yeah.
Party.
Now
so he was a young man living up the dream of a young superstar doing his deal. And nobody criticized that back then. Nobody had any problems with the private life. There was no issue with
because
what Tom and
nobody Brady. Had social media.
You just made my point for me. And watch the outrage that hits now over Jimmy G and his personal choices. And when you're a young single man and getting after it on the West Coast, got a bunch of money, what are you going to do? Not all of us are Russell Wilson. okay, Russell who were married when they showed up and then decided to get together and get married again.
So you have Tom Brady, who had Mariah Carey, Tara Reid, and then Bridget Moynihan, baby mama number one.
Sure.
Okay? And then Giselle.
Yeah.
Okay? Derek Jeter. And Derek Jeter was the face of the New York Yankees, the captain, right? And he would give gift baskets to women that would leave his apartment. You know, a gift basket with some goodies to go, signed baseballs included, right? And he had all of these different celebrities, some high class, some not, okay? I think what the problem that people have is this is a porn star. And that is somehow...
So she's in a paid adult film star.
And so that is something different that he somehow can't be the face of your franchise now. I think it's ridiculous. No. It's ridiculous.
Is there honestly, guys, is there outrage of this right now?
I'm just being so facetious.
Oh, yeah.
Outrage. Who would be the number one outraged person right now?
I saw Britt McHenry was outraged.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Actually, I follow her on Twitter just for
just to
laughs.
See what kind of,
just for S and giggles.
Yep.
Britt McHenry is also upset.
She said it was like unacceptable or something.
I don't know.
Okay, if you're sitting there and you're the San Francisco 49ers, if you're John Lynch, you're going.
You are a little agitated if you're John Lynch.
But do you think that will affect his ability to lead your team?
We'll let you know in the opener.
No, it won't.
Okay.
And what's up with New England Patriots or former Patriots and the porn industry? Because Gronk did this too.
Yeah, Gronk did too. That's right.
I might get in trouble for this question, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
When you're young and you're a super talented young individual, can you be distracted with women if you're a professional?
If you are a professional, can you be distracted? Yes.
Yes. If you're a young, highly influential with a lot of money and anything, and you, especially if you're a lead guy. Yeah. If this is the wide receiver, we don't care. This is the tackle, we don't care. This is the safety, we don't care. Mm-hmm. It's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Can that be distracting?
Yeah, but...
It's not a yeah, but, Dusty. It is a 100% yes.
Okay, it can be, but do you know it will be?
We don't know.
Exactly.
No.
So that's why it's like the criticism of it's pretty ridiculous.
I agree.
Because I think, I don't want to say nine, I think 8 out of 10 people at his age with his amount of money.
8 out of 10, 80%?
Yeah.
You think it's 80%?
Would probably
go after the Valley Girl?
Yeah, probably do the same thing.
When I mean the San Fernando Valley Girl.
All right. It's always awkward. It's often offensive. It's exceedingly entertaining. It's Weekend Would You Rather next on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.